The Prayer of David. I was shown David entreating the Lord not to forsake him when he should be old, and what called forth his earnest prayer. He saw that most of the aged around him were unhappy. He saw unhappy traits in their character increase, especially with age. If they were naturally close and covetous, they were most disagreeably so in their old age. If they were jealous, fretful, and impatient, they were especially so when aged. David was distressed as he saw kings and nobles, some who seemed to have the fear of God before them while in the strength of manhood, become jealous of their best friends and relatives when aged. They were in continual fear that it was through selfish motives their friends manifested an interest for them. They would listen to hints suggested and the deceptive advice of strangers in regard to those whom they should confide in. Their jealousy, unrestrained, sometimes burned into a flame because all did not agree with their failing judgment. Their covetousness was dreadful. They often thought that their own children and relatives were wanting them to die in order to take their place and possess their wealth and receive the homage which had been bestowed upon them. And some were so controlled by their jealous, covetous feelings as to destroy their own children. David marked that although the lives of some, while in their manhood strength, had been righteous, as old age came upon them, they seemed to lose their self-control. Satan stepped in and guided their minds, making them restless and dissatisfied. He saw that many of the aged seemed forsaken of God and exposed themselves to the ridicule and reproaches of the enemies of the Lord. David was strongly moved. He was distressed. He looked forward to the time when he should be aged. He feared that God would leave him and he would be as unhappy as other aged persons whose course he had noticed, and that he should be left to the reproach of the enemies of the Lord. With this burden upon him, he earnestly prays, "Cast me not off in the time of old age, forsake me not when my strength faileth. O God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. Now also, when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not, until I have showed thy strength unto this generation, and thy power to every one that is to come." Psalm 71, verse 9, 17, 19, 18. David felt the necessity of guarding against the evils which attend old age. It is frequently the case that aged persons are unwilling to realize and acknowledge that their mental strength is failing. They shorten their days by taking care which belongs to their children. Satan often plays upon their imagination and leads them to have a continual anxiety in regard to their means. It is their idol, and they hoard it with miserly care. They will sometimes deprive themselves of many of the comforts of life and labor beyond their strength, rather than use the means which they have. In this way, they place themselves in continual want, through fear that sometime in the future they shall want. All these fears originate from Satan. He excites the organs which lead to such slavish fears and jealousies, which corrupt nobleness of soul and destroy elevated thoughts and feelings. They are insane upon the subject of money. If they would take the position God would have them, their last days might be their best, their happiest. Those who have children in whom they have reason to confide in their honesty and judicious management should let their children make them happy. Unless they do this, Satan will take advantage of their lack of mental strength and will manage for them. They should lay aside anxiety and burdens and occupy their time as happily as they can and be ripening up for heaven.